Hi, my name's Russell Norman, and welcome to Blue Marble Storytellers, bringing you great stories from around the globe. On this episode, we bring you a great heartfelt story by C.P. Mazzola. C.P. Mazzola is a writer of many great short stories. He currently lives in Somerset, UK, with her husband and child. Please enjoy.
Her name was Yolanda, by C.P. Mazzola. She'll come at dawn, her eye surrounded by typhoon cloud. She promises destruction. Ramon shuffles from one end of the Rizal High School gym to the other, carrying his AM radio. He weaves his way through the moth-eaten sleeping bags laid down in haphazard rows on the rough concrete floor. No one's come tonight. These are people of the sea. They don't run from their shore. They don't abandon their nipa huts, seaweed green nets, and bamboo boats when faced with a storm. They never have. His bad leg, the leg that's left him shore-bound and his family hungry, forced him to take this job, a job no one in town thought was necessary. Night watchmen to measly piles of water bottles and noodle packets the government dubbed disaster supplies. Outside, she is but a soft caress of air and mere drizzle. The radio crackles with calls to evacuate to higher ground, to centers equipped with supplies. Settling onto a sleeping bag, he thinks of his Celia, round with child, in their hut by the sea. Of Pablo, their boy, nuzzled into her rotund side. Celia laughed when he asked her to join him at the gym. Waddle up the hill because of a bit of huffing and spitting? It'll be warmer, he offered. Drier. Celia was adamant. We've had dozens of storms this year. Double that last year. I'm not running in free time. He left them asleep. Stomachs grumbling from the gruel. Tomorrow, he'd have enough pesos for 2 kilos of rice. She's come. The tide retreats in her presence. She brings deluge and gale. Her rage jolts Ramon awake. Rain lands like rocks on the gym's tin roof. Her gusts shrieking. She cuts the power. The town, blanketed in dawn, buckles and creaks at her onslaught. The townsfolk's screams are buried by the din of her fury. They burst through the gym's double doors like a flood, drenched in her wrath. Some pale, some bloodied. Scrambling to his feet, Ramon bellows for his wife, for his son. He scans the heads of the crowd for Celia's salt-tinged copper hair. He ducks and looks through the sea of shambling legs for Pablo's sun-branded glow. His heart lodges in his throat. They haven't come. He battles his way through the throng. Outside, he runs through her fury, her rain, a bombardment, her tide-like wind, an assault. He runs past tin roofs in mid-flight, past the havoc of collapsed nipa and brick. He ignores the pleading cries, ignores the hands, some beckoning, some still, peeking from underneath the rubble. He runs towards the steadily receding shoreline, towards his flattened hut. Falling to his knees, he digs. Digs through the corrugated steel of their roof that cuts into his arms. Through the splintered wood of their walls that stabs into his palm. He cries out for his Celia, for his Pablo. Unmindful of the wave hurtling towards the shore. She was a thief come at dawn. Her name was Yolanda. She left destruction in her wake.
We trust you enjoyed this story, and we really appreciate you listening to this podcast and supporting the great writers featured. To further support the writers, we'd also like to encourage you to share the links to this podcast far and wide. Well, that's it for this episode. So on behalf of Deidre and myself, until next time, thanks for listening and bye for now.